of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Masturbators, The Simplest, and Eating After Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love Is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day. Hello, hello. Oh, okay, that sucks. All right, okay. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents 101. My name is DeAndre Robson, and I am excited to be here on this episode because I am with Greg from Bad Canceled Podcast. And God is truth, I said it once, I'm going to say it again. I started Masturbators, Bad Canceled is my favorite podcast to listen to. God is truth, one of the reasons why I keep doing what I'm doing. So I want to thank you, Nick and Greg, for coming on and talk about the podcast, where to find it, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, hey, man, thanks, DeAndre. First of all, it's mutual. We love you guys. You know, there's something great in our independent podcast community. We just, certain podcasts, we just get each other. And, you know, with same sense of humor, same sensibility. And I am honored to be here. So Bad Counsel, you know, we are an advice show. We probably wouldn't be a good advice show. We just have unique takes on some unusual situations and some unique takes on regular ones too. And we're available on Apple Podcasts. We're available on Spotify, Anchor, really anywhere you can find a podcast. We're available on there. Instagram, Bad Counsel there, Facebook, and each one of the hosts, myself included, has an Instagram handle. I'm Greg at Bad Counsel, but our other hosts are Bad Counsel as well.
Well, again, let's go check that out. We had Jack on, and rest in peace. Rest in peace,
May
to
you
Jack.
Rest in peace.
We had him on when we did more debate style. We had him on for the best porn stars, which is great. I'm not gonna lie. To quote my man Jack, it was the best research I ever could do.
It's like inviting Einstein onto a physics podcast.
right? Yeah. But he had fun. I mean, again, rest in peace to Jack.
Yeah,
I want you to have fun as well. So Greg is doing the top 104 80s movies bracket. All right. So when we did this with the fan voting, the final four was Die Hard, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, and The Princess Bride. All right, so, but we don't care about the fans right now. We only care about Greg. This is what Greg thinks. There's not anything else. It's just him. But let's go over some rules. The highest seed will always play the low seed, so there will be a bye in the fourth round and in the quarterfinals. You can the matchup is yours, but if it's any matchup that you don't care about, or you never heard of it, which I'm pretty sure you have, but you don't care about it. You are allowed to give me that matchup. However, though, if you do, you got to live with that consequence because you don't ever know who's going to play who. Because like I said before, the highest seed will play the lowest seed. All right?
I can't live with that on my conscience. I'm going to weigh in, and I'm going to say that I'm uniquely qualified. 80s was my decade, and my attendance at public school and high school was terrible. And my college attendance was probably less than 25%. And I devoted a lot of that time to watching these movies. So I feel ready.
Okay, then let's start. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to the play-in games. We got Top Gun, 1986, versus Harlem Nights, 1989.
Tough one there. Love Eddie. But, you know, Top Gun is iconic in how corny it is, and it also led so many of my fellow high schoolers to sign up for the military, tragically. And so I'm going Top Gun all the way. Maverick, you're in my heart. You always will be. And you know, rest in peace, Goose.
He's Goose. So a couple things. Kendra said college is overrated anyway, and I've got to say this anyway. Yes, I did not make these rankings. These rankings come from Rotten Tomatoes. Most of our rankings for movies come from Rotten Tomatoes for a couple of reasons. One, fuck Rotten Tomatoes. Two, if anybody don't like the rankings, they can blame Rotten Tomatoes. There you go.
All right. Now, DeAndre, didn't you just say one of the words that you told me not to say?
No, F word. Bundle of sticks, not.
Gotcha.
You can say fuck. Listen, okay. You can say whatever you want. All right. You can say fuck. You just can't say a bundle of sticks. That F word.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, sorry. I should have made that more clear. That's my 100% my fault. But listen, I wouldn't be able to do this podcast if I can't say fuck. Good fuck deal. Is one of my favorite words.
Me too. All right.
Last play-in, Dirty Dancing 1987 versus Caddyshack 1980.
Oh, that's an easy one. Caddyshack, it's a classic. I think I know every line of that movie. And Dirty Dancing, the theme song to that was the theme song to my senior high school class year. Every freaking morning on the morning announcements, they would play that song in its entirety, much to my dismay.
Well, I know my fiance, who loves the show, by the way, she loves Caddyshack, so she's happy with us. Now we'll go to the tournament. Number one, Back to the Future, 1985, versus number 100, The Lost Boys, 1987.
Oh, man, I got to follow my heart. Back to the Future is great, classic, love Michael J., but man, The Lost Boys, so much more badass. I'm going Lost Boys.
Okay. A lot of people were upset that this was ranked number 100.
Rightfully so, man. The two Corys.
Yeah. Number two, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, 1982. Versus number 99, Coming to America, 1988.
Oh, how's that number 99?
God, thank you.
But, man, geez, McDowell's or Turn It On My Heart Light. I got to go E.T. You know, I love that little guy. Hope the aliens, when they come, are like E.T.
And when I do find out who's playing what, I will let you know. So E.T. will play Top Gun in the next round.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to lie. Come to America is my favorite movie of all time. And the fact that he didn't pick it hurts my heart a little bit. But we'll keep going, all right?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Number three, Ghostbusters, 1984. Versus number 98, Wall Street, 1987.
Oh, Wall Street. You got to love that, man.
Wall Street's amazing.
I'm throwing a lot of upsets so far.
You have. Listen, and that's good. That's good. Number four, Star Wars, Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, 1980. Versus number 97, Revenge of the Nerds, 1984.
Oh, I'm not as big a fan as Star Wars as I used to be, but that at one time that was my religion. So I got to go with, Return of the Jedi. Or no, Empire Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back is the best of that original three too. So I got to definitely go with that.
And my friend Casey is going right soon. Loves you for that one. Mm-hmm. However, though, Star Wars will play Caddyshack in the next round.
Okay, well, that's not going to be close.
Number five, 16 Candles, 1984. Mm. Versus number 96, Spaceballs, 1987.
You know, call me a sentimentalist, but 16 Candles, man, that was what I wanted my high school life to be like. But instead, I was at home watching movies like that. But 16 Candles for me.
And 16 Candles will play The Lost Boys in the next round. Mm. I say to see this, I still think. Like, I know you can change it, but you know that 16 Candles rated PG.
Mm.
And it got it has a lot of titties in it and a cursing in it. Like, it's PG though. Like, oh, okay, all right.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's face it, the Michael Anthony Hall basically date raped the most popular girl in the backseat of Jake's car, dad's car. Yeah. You know, she was drunk, she'd know what she was doing, but hey, whatever. She was happy, she woke up in his arms.
The 80s, man. Jesus Christ,
that's right. Yeah,
number six, The Shining, 1980. Mm. Verse number 95, The Land Before Time, 1988.
Oh, not even close. The Shining, man, that kept me up nights. It was a great novel. It was a great movie. I've been to the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, and it is as scary as it is in the movie. So Shining all the way.
And The Shining will play Wall Street in the next round.
Mm, okay.
Number seven, Raging Bull, 1980. Verse number 94, St. Elmo's Fire, 1985.
Oh, man. Wow. You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, to be cool, I should be saying Raging Bull, but I do love St. Elmo's Fire, that Brat Pack, where they were charming. I'm going to go with Raging Bull, though. De Niro, you can't beat him, man.
All right. And I wanted to go over while we're laughing about Kendrick said the Land Before Time because Little Flip Mom didn't die for this.
Sorry, Littlefoot.
Number 8, Raiders of the Lost Ark, 1981. Versus number 93, Labyrinth, 1986.
Oh, I mean, you got to go with Harrison Ford. You know, Indiana Jones, you never thought he'd top Han Solo, but, you know, he did, and then he did it again as Decker in Blade Runner.
All right, number 9, Do the Right Thing, 1989. Versus number 92, Dead Poets Society, 1989.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Mm-hmm. You know, Robin Williams, he's a little bit, rest in peace, he was brilliant, mm-hmm. but a little over the top sometimes, so I got to go with Do the Right Thing.
To me, that's one of the hardest first round matchups, but it took me some long time before I got to choose that one.
Yeah.
Number 10, The Princess Bride, 1987. Mm. Versus number 91, Commando, 1985.
Oh, Commando was great. I mean, those early Schwarzenegger movies were fantastic, but, you know, I got to go Princess Bride, you know, at least at this point.
At least for now.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, any movie with Andre the Giant, that automatically gets some extra points.
Anybody want a peanut? My fiance, who's Emily, hates The Princess Bride. She does. She hates with passion. So every time we do something like, we both can be very competitive, and we gamble a lot for things, not only money, but both for things. And my go to is, all right, but if I win, watch Princess Bride. just the fuck.
Well, I'll give it to your fiance. I mean, let's face it, British people are pussies in general. You know? So you know, it's easy to dislike Carrie Yules in that, but you know, sentimental reasons, I'll give it to him. You know, it was Andre the Giant, Billy Crystal for me.
Number 11, The Thing, 1982, written number 90, Field of Dreams, 1989.
Oh, damn. Not close, but I will say The Thing, I have a friend named Peter Curran, and he's a Hollywood special effects guy. He worked on the Star Wars, and he did the opening special effects for The Thing. He told me how that opening montage was done with a fish tank and a black plastic trash bag that he burned away. So I love that movie, but no, I mean, Field of Dreams, that could take the whole thing for me. It's possible.
Okay. Field of Dreams will play Raging Bull in the next one.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, and like I said before, I didn't tell you this, but this get harder and harder. I forgot to say.
Yeah, that. Oh, it does. Oh, I'm already dreading it. I'm putting it off.
Number 12, Die Hard, 1988. Verse number 89, The Naked Gun, 1988.
Oh, gosh. OJ was magnificent in that. But I got to go with Die Hard.
Number 13, The Terminator, 1984. Versus number 88, The Karate Kid, 1984.
Man, you guys are going for my jugular right away. I wanted to be The Karate Kid at one point.
Why? Did you want to drive from New Jersey to California in a busted-ass car?
Not so much that. I wanted to kick a bunch of guys' asses in high school. Give me shit. No, I got to go Terminator. Yeah, that's a classic.
Obviously, the Terminator 2 is in the 90s, but what's better, the original or the second?
You know, I mean, from a production quality, the second one was better. But, I mean, there's just something so unique about that story. And Schwarzenegger was such a badass in that first one. And I personally liked Linda Hamilton before she got all ripped. You know, I like the kind of feminine Linda Hamilton, not the badass Linda Hamilton.
Okay. Number 14, Blade Runner, 1982. Mm. Verse number 87, Police Academy, 1984.
Oh, that's not even close. I mean, Blade Runner, you know, Philip K. Dick wrote that. It's a classic, and it stands up to now, I think.
Oh, CJ, we go to play poker in Vegas every year for WSOP. Last year, he made me watch literally all 5 or 6 movies of Police Academy.
Oh, my God.
And I like to say that Police Academy 4 is the best one, just me personally. Okay. All right. Number 15, Raising Arizona, 1987. Mm. Verse number 86, Less Than Zero, 1987.
I love Raising Arizona. At the time, though, it was like, you know, I didn't quite get that humor. Like, it was a little bit above me. So I got to go with the other on that one.
Less Than Zero.
Yeah, that was cool. Like that. I mean, again, that was like, oh man, these are young people driving sports cars, doing blow, you know, banging in sports cars in the middle of LA. That was what I wanted to be when I was at it.
Less Than Zero will play Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, in the next round. However, though, I'm just going to say it. I'm going to keep saying it. Raiders of Arizona is fucking overrated. I'm going to say that right now. That's just.
I agree. Yeah, it's good, but not great. Yeah.
The person is the concept. The concept of Raising Arizona was fucking horrible. It's a three-time felon and a cop, and they steal a baby. Anyway, all right, listen. So number 16, Evil Dead 2, 1987. Mm. Verse number 85, Tootsie, 1982.
Oh, I mean, Evil Dead, I love that whole franchise, but, you know. Tootsie, you know, Dustin Hoffman in drag, you know, how anybody didn't realize that it was Michael Dorsey, you know, like they all should be horsewhipped for like not realizing that was a dude in drag. But hey, yeah, Tootsie.
And Tootsie will play Do the Right Thing the next round. Mm. Number 17, Airplane, 1980. Verse number 84, The Return of the Living Dead, 1985.
Mm. Mm-mm. Tough. George Romero's from my hometown, but, you know, I got to go with the other one.
Airplane?
Yeah, I love Airplane. Yeah, that was, I mean, that was Leslie Nielsen at his finest, you know. The other ones were just kind of not so good.
Don't call me
Naked sure. Gun. Yeah, exactly.
You say your hometown. You remember, sir, correct? You're from PA, right?
Yeah, from Pittsburgh. Yep. George Romero filmed the first one in Pittsburgh, and still he lived there all his life.
Yeah. A couple of PA boys that don't live in PA anymore. Sorry, for PA, but you lost us.
Yeah.
but yeah,
I'm too cold.
Rich from Philadelphia. So
you going with the Eagles this weekend, of course?
No.
What?
No, I don't have a dog in this fight. One, listen. I would be an Eagles fan. Listen, I'm born and raised in Philadelphia, and I would be an Eagles fan. But Eagles fans sucks. Eagles fans suck so bad.
That's like, true. That is true.
I was there when they threw snowballs at Santa Claus. Like, yo, Jesus Christ, that shit was the worst. So Eagles fans suck. So no. I don't really care who wins. I just want a good game. That's all I care about. Okay.
All right.
Number 18, Predator, 1987. Mm. Verse number 83, When Harry Met Sally, 1989.
You know, I'm showing my sensitive side here. You know, I got to go with Harry Met Sally. That, again, that was one of the movies I looked at and said, at like 17, when I watched that for the first time, I was like, that's what adulthood's going to be like for me. I'm going to finish college. I'm going to move to some big city. I'm going to have a lot of romantic adventures and, you know, then find my soulmate. Didn't work out.
Didn't work out that way. So When Harry Met Sally will play the Princess Bride in the next one.
Oh, okay. Billy Crystal's dominating these early brackets. Right.
Number 19, Stand By Me, 1986. Mm. Verse number 82, Time Bandits, 1981. Oh.
Man, I do love Stephen King, but Time Bandits, like the Monty Python guys. And that was a movie I remember seeing in the theater and being like, this is a different type of comedy. Those, you know, the British comedy, I was like, man, this is really scratching me where I itch. Got to go with Time Bandits. And it had Sean Connery in it. Fuck that.
Sean Connery, yeah. Time Bandits will play Die Hard in the next round.
Yeah.
Number 20, Say Anything, 1989. Mm. Verse number 81, Little Shop of Horrors, 1986.
In your eyes, incomplete. I got to go with Say Anything. I quoted that movie last night to my wife, Katie, one of our co-hosts on the show, when I said she was talking about some women that she was having trouble with. And I just looked at her and I said, bitches, man. Best line in the movie.
Best line in the movie. Number 21, The Goonies, 1985. Verse number 80, The Little Mermaid, 1989.
Oh, you know, I'm not a big Goonies fan, but I hate Disney movies, so I'm going to go with Goonies.
Living in Oregon, I can't say that out loud. You can.
I know. Uh-huh.
You're safe, but I definitely can't say that.
Hey, I lived in Portland. I worked for the Art Institute of Portland, and yeah. I had some animators from Disney, and I just kept my mouth shut.
Yeah. Number 22, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, 1987. Verse number 79, Purple Rain, 1984. Oh.
Not even close. Purple Rain, man. No one's cooler than Prince.
Mm-hmm. Amazing soundtrack, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And Apollonia? Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Purple Rain will play the Terminator in the next round.
Yeah.
Number 23, Short Circuit, 1986. Version number 78, War Games, 1983.
Oh, not even close. War Games. Love that movie. Matthew Broderick's the man. Pre-Ferris Bueller, mm-hmm. Ali Sheedy. You know, that was another teen crush of mine. Yeah, I can't beat that.
War Games will play Blade Runner in the next round.
Oh, man.
Number 24, The Never-Ending Story, 1984. Version number 77, Dragon Slayer, 1981.
You know, this was one that I don't have a real strong feeling about either one. I'm going with Dragon Slayer.
Good, good, because Never in the Story, while high, still creeps me out.
Yeah, it needed then. I mean, you know, when somebody says it's a never ending story, I'm like, all right, I'm already like, all right, well, I'm gonna have to take a piss at some point. So let's hope this thing ends.
Dragon Slayer will play Airplane in the next round. Number 25, Beverly Hills Cop, 1984. Version number 76, Steel Magnolias, 1989.
Well, that's a girl movie. I mean, Steel Magnolias is a chick flick, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, so dun 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 dun. Yeah, I gotta go with Axel.
So Steel Magnolia is a chick flick, I'm gonna say that, but I mean that shit is sad. That was a sad ass movie.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Number 26, The Breakfast Club, 1985. Version number 75, Friday the 13th, 1980.
I got to go with The Breakfast Club. I mean, there's so many Friday the 13th, I can't even keep that shit straight anymore. So Breakfast Club, man.
So Casey said Beverly Hills Cop was the best, and we always his argument. I'm a little weird. I would say that. I mean, it is what it is. I do think that Beverly Hills Cop 3 is the best one. I mean, it is what it is. It really is what it
is. Now, they're making a new one, right?
They're making a fourth one, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, they bring back all the original characters.
Well, That detective, not Judge Reinhold, but the other detective, the older guy, like you look at him back in there, and like he was in his mid-30s, but he looked like he was 55 at the time. You know, I was like, damn, that guy is like still alive. Oh yeah, he was only in his 30s when that original movie was made. So how that guy ends up in Hollywood? I mean, God bless me, it must have been a hell of a
yeah,
Taggart, yes.
Yes. Oh my goodness! I didn't know he was in the mid 30s in there. I thought
I know.
He was
older now. I know. Sad. Sad
for him. Jesus. All right. Number 27, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 1986. Oh. Version number 74, A Fish Called Wanda, 1988.
Oh my God! This is the toughest one for me so far. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the Monty Python guys, and Kevin Kline was so good in that movie. But I mean, Ferris Bueller, that's a masterpiece. I have to go with Ferris Bueller.
Okay.
When Cameron was in Egypt's land, let my Cameron go.
Number 28, Heathers, 1989. Mm, yeah. Number 73, Footloose, 1984.
Oh. Well, Heathers gets the sexy factor because I never was really that attractive to Laurie Singer. But I mean, come on, Kevin Bacon dancing in Nebraska. That's you can't stop that.
Let's dance.
Yeah. I need a hero.
Footloose will play Say Anything in the next round.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Number 29, A Christmas Story, 1983.
Oh.
Verse number 72, Breakin', 1984.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love A Christmas Story. Christmas Story is like eggnog. It's just part of the holidays. It's comforting. You know, but if you have too much of it, it does make you sick. But still, it's got to be breaking.
Oh, I did not expect you.
Oh, no, nope, sorry. Sorry,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, all right. I'll put the wrong thing down. All right. Well, Breaking, we'll play the Goonies in the next round. I'm a big Breaking fan. I'm actually a bigger fan of Breaking too. I mean, both. Look, I'm not gonna lie.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo. and so is Casey Lee, he says. However, though, those movies are not for acting. It's just for having a good time, all right? Those four, all right? Number 30, Risky Business, 1983. Number 71, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, 1984.
Oh, you know, I generally, now this is going to seem ingenuous, but I genuinely don't like Tom Cruise.
Okay.
But I like that movie. Mm-hmm. And Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, that was good, but you know, it was the second movie. I mean, never placed Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Tom Cruise's girlfriend in that. Gosh, her name escapes me, but she was so hot. We got to go with them.
Okay, for the hot factor unknown.
Absolutely. I mean, the thought of teens becoming pimps and running a brothel in their suburban neighborhood. I mean, that had a certain level of aspirational appeal for me at that age. You know?
Well, you can't stand Tom Cruise. Casey say you can't stand Tom Cruise. So let's have more Tom Cruise.
Yeah. This,
number 31, A Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984, versus number 70, Rain Man, 1988.
Well, I mean, you know what? This would be punishment for me to have to sit through either of these movies. Like, you know, I'm generally not a fan of like animation. I don't do it. But I mean, for Dustin Hoffman, I guess if I had to watch one of them, it would be Rain Man.
Okay.
You heard. Boy, that's three Tom Cruise movies, out of three so far. So, yeah, sorry.
Well, Rain Man will play Beverly Hills Cop in the next round.
Okay, good. They'll be gone soon then.
And you literally heard Casey's feeling by picking Rain Man. Sorry, Casey. He says he apologizes in his heart.
Yeah.
Number 32, RoboCop, 1987. Mm-hmm. Versus number 69, Real Genius, 1985.
Both good. I'm going RoboCop. You know, didn't it seem so fucking far-fetched at the time? And now it's like in San Francisco, it's happening. Like, there's RoboCops coming, man. So that's scary. And, you know, having seen RoboCop, maybe that'll help me a little bit. I don't know.
People don't learn any lessons from movies.
They don't. Right? Yeah.
They don't. All right, and it's what it is. But all right, number 33, Beetlejuice, 1988, versus number 68, Big, 1988.
Mm. Again, not loving either of those. And I love Michael Keaton because Michael Keaton's from Pittsburgh, and my friend Peter also did a lot of the special effects on Beetlejuice.
Nice.
But something about that movie, I just makes my skin crawl. It's just so odd. I just can't get into it. So I got to go with the other.
Big?
Yeah. Lame and corny as that shit was.
Big will play The Breakfast Club in the next
round. Okay, good. They'll be gone soon.
I'm the weird guy that said the cartoon Beetlejuice was better than the movie. It looked like one or two seasons, but it really was better than the movie. Number 34, This Is Spinal Tap, 1984. Versus number 67, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, 1989.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm showing my age here. I got to go with Bill and Ted. You know what I mean? That was like my senior year of high school, and that just really scratched me where I aged at the time.
Okay. Bill and Ted will play Ferris Bueller's Day Off in the next round. Number 35, The Blues Brothers, 1980. Mm. Versus number 66, The Color Purple, 1985.
Mm. No offense to Oprah, but I got to go with the Blues Brothers every day of the week, twice on Sunday. It had Princess Leia in it, for God's sakes.
It did. number 36, Gremlins, 1984. Mm. Versus number 65, Weird Science, 1985.
Mm. Tough one, but Weird Science. You know, Kelly LeBrock, again, it kind of appeals to my high school masturbatory fantasies, you know. if only. It was like, man, do you think that's possible, that we could actually build something like that?
If it was possible, we'd see a lot more.
I know.
A lot more out there.
I never would have finished high school if it was possible.
Weird Science would play Risky Business in the next round.
Okay.
Number 37, Desperately Seeking Susan, 1985. Versus number 64, Tron, 1982.
Oh, we got to go with Tron. I mean, Desperately Seeking Susan, she was hot back then, but she's a terrible actress, you know. But, you know, yeah, got to go with the other one.
Well, Tron will play RoboCop in the next round.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that seems fitting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Number 38, Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, 1983. Verse number 63, To Live and Die, L.A., 1985.
That's where I got to leave the Star Wars franchise. When they started rolling out the Muppets, you know what I mean? Like, you know, those Muppets, even with those tiny little sticks, they weren't taking any stormtroopers out. But yet, it happened. And so my suspension of disbelief was shattered.
So To Live and Die in L.A. will play the Blues Brothers in the next round. Number 39, Full Metal Jacket, 1987. Verse number 62, Mystic Pizza, 1988.
Oh, I mean, I'm only lukewarm on Julia Roberts, so I got to go with Full Metal Jacket. Come on.
Okay. Number 40, Batman, 1989. Verse number 61, Pretty in Pink, 1986.
I mean, it's embarrassing to say, and just as much as I dislike Tom Cruise and keep picking him, I'm going to keep picking against my boy, Michael Keaton. I just didn't buy him as Batman. You know what I mean? He seemed, even then, I don't know how old he was, but he seemed like a suburban dad to me. So couldn't buy him, you know?
Pretty in Pink will play Full Metal Jacket in the next round.
That's a hell of a match.
Number 41, Trading Places, 1983. Mm. Version number 60, The Last Dragon, 1985.
Oh, not even close. Trading Places, you know, Aykroyd and Murphy together, you know, those two Saturday Night alums of different eras coming together. That was magic.
Love Trading Places, man. One of the first movies I ever watched.
Oh, it's so good. When they put that guy in the gorilla suit and they lock him in with the other gorilla. Al Franken, you know, Senator Al Franken in that scene. Come on.
Number 42, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, 1989. Verse number 59, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 1982.
It's not close. Fast Times for sure, but I'd like to take this opportunity to say Chevy Chase is a dick. You know, I never liked him.
Well, Fast Times will play Trading Places in the next round.
Cool.
Number 43, Platoon, 1986. Verse number 58, Escape from New York, 1981.
Oh, Snake Plissken. I'm a history buff. You know, I got to go with Platoon. Willem Dafoe, Charlie Sheen, when he was still, you know, acting.
So. Well, quote unquote Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Number 44, Mad Max 2, 1981. Verse number 57, The Untouchables, 1987.
Ooh, that's tough. You know what? That's a tough one. That really is tough. I got to go with The Untouchables, though. That was just a great, great movie. Great story, well acted. Mad Max was badass, but The Touchables was better.
Well, first things first, The Touchables will play Platoon in the next round. And Kendra says, high five for the Chevy Chase. Number 45, After Hours, 1985. Verse number 56, Repo Man, 1984.
Oh, Repo Man. Yeah. I'm making up a little bit for that Evil Dead diss there.
I'm going on record saying that I can't stand it even doing franchise. It wasn't for me. And I love scary movies, but it just wasn't for me.
A little over the top.
Yeah. Number 46, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, 1988. Written at 55, Broadcast News, 1987.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's boring, but I go Broadcast News, I just didn't buy that whole. I don't like cartoons.
I understand that. However, though, I think you're the first person that picked Broadcast News for anything. Actually, for how many times Broadcast News is on these brackets? You're the first time
All right. Those producers are still alive. I expect contact.
Number 47, Volley Girl, 1983. Number 54, They Live, 1988.
Volley Girl was cool. I like Nick Cage, but They Live, man. Roddy Piper. I mean, you know, wrestlers were my idols. I loved Andre the Giant and Roddy Piper even more so. When he walks into that bank, and he's out of bubble gum. He's starting to blow away those robots. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And that fight scene in They Live, you know, with Keith David.
Yeah.
Like, I watched that, and I forget. Like, I remember the time thinking, all right, it's about to end. And it keeps going. No, okay, this fight scene's about to end. And they just keep going. And I know it's so long, and every time I still watch that movie, I think, I forget how long it is. And I'm surprised about how long it drags on. I loved it, though.
Number 48, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, 1989. Okay. Number 53, Sid and Nancy, 1986.
Sid and Nancy. Got to go with Sid and Nancy.
It's done with the whole Indiana Jones stuff, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it started getting a little bit silly when they trucked in old Sean Connery on that. It's Indiana's dad. Come on.
Number 49, Scarface, 1983. Ooh,
yeah.
Number 52, Lethal Weapon, 1987.
Tough one, a little tough. I gotta go Scarface. Al Pacino's a badass. Before he went crazy, of course.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Scarface will play Repo Man in the next round. Mm. And last but not least, in the first round, number 50, Big Trouble in Little China, 1986. Mm. Versus number 51, Poltergeist, 1982. Oh.
I gotta go Poltergeist. That was scary. That was a, you know, Shining, and then that were two of the scariest movies I ever saw.
They're here.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Poltergeist will play Broadcast News in the next round, okay. Which means that Sid and Nancy will play They Live in the next round.
Okay, cool.
All right, so you ready for round two?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so E.T. the Extraterrestrial versus Top Gun.
Oh man, I gotta go E.T. Sorry, Mav.
Star Wars Episode 5, Empire Strike Back versus Caddyshack.
Oh, Caddyshack all day long.
And Caddyshack will play E.T. in the next round.
Okay.
16 Candles or the Lost Boys.
You know, I always have this debate, Andre, and you know I'm kind of an awkward guy. Like, do I go with what people think is cool, or do I go with myself? I got to go with myself. 16 Candles, I admit it. I like it more than Sexy Vampires.
For this bracket, always go with yourself. Fuck everybody else right now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, number 16. Oh, sorry, this is a lie. Number 6, but no rankings. The Shining, 1980 versus Wall Street, 1987.
The Shining.
Raging Bull versus Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
And Field of Dreams will play 16 Candles in the next round.
Field of Dreams is one of those, you know, I don't cry a lot at movies, but they always seem to be sports movies. Like Rudy, Field of Dreams. Every time I see them, I'm in tears. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I'm not going to lie, though. I think the best, me personally, the best version of Field of Dreams is the version of How High. When Tracy Morgan was playing the game, he said, "Who gonna build this bitch?" Like it was hilarious. So, listen, so it made me like Field of Dreams a little bit more.
Yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Ark or Less Than Zero?
Oh, Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's a classic.
Do the Right Thing or Tootsie?
I'm going Tootsie.
And Tootsie will play The Shining in the next round.
Boy.
Oh, I've got to, if I didn't say it before, I'm going to say it again. It's going to get harder and harder.
Yeah. All right.
The Princess Bride or When Harry Met Sally?
When Harry Met Sally. Yeah. Again, because British people are pussies. Let's face it.
And When Harry Met Sally will play Raiders of the Lost Ark in the next round. Die Hard or Time Bandits?
Time Bandits.
Ooh.
Sorry. I know Die Hard's done well before, but I liked it. I didn't love it. Bruce Willis isn't a very good actor, let's be honest.
Well, again, I'm one of those weird people that like sequels, and Die Hard 3 with a Vengeance with Samuel L. Jackson is probably the best one to me.
There you go.
The Terminator or Purple Rain?
Purple Rain. I mean, like, I can watch, you know, not that anyone gets surprised by what they look at on TV anymore because we don't flip through channels like we used to, but Purple Rain, I can watch any day and still sit through it and enjoy it. Terminator, it looks dated to me, and it's cool, but no, Purple Rain, man, no one's cooler than Prince.
Okay. Blade Runner or War Games?
Man, that is tough. I got to go War Games. You know, maybe just because of the time in my life when I saw it, I really thought it was cool. So, yeah, War Games.
Okay. Airplane or Dragon Slayer?
Oh, no question. Airplane. That was great.
And Airplane will play Tom Bandits in the next round.
Mm, that's tough.
Say Anything or Footloose?
You know, Footloose, I was a little bit younger when that came out, so I wasn't quite like seeing myself as those teenagers in angst. So I'll go with Say Anything.
Okay. And Say Anything will play Purple Rain in the next round.
Never meant to cause you sorrow. Sorry.
I love that song too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
The Goonies or Breaking?
Wait, Breaking. I don't think I voted for Breaking, did I?
Yeah, well, Breaking over. Sorry, give me a moment. A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I want a Christmas Story, but I'll go. Let's go roll with this.
Oh,
I don't want to mess with the bracket. So, Breaking or which?
Or, sorry, I guess what you said. Breaking.
No worries.
Breaking or
Goonies?
Or the Goonies, yeah.
Breaking. Yeah. I mean, I didn't like Breaking as much as Christmas Story, but I don't like the Goonies. So those idiot kids that bothered me.
Beverly Hills Cop or Rayman?
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop.
And Beverly Hills Cop will play War Games in the next round.
Ooh.
The Breakfast Club or Big?
Breakfast Club.
And The Breakfast Club will play Breaking in the next round. I don't expect Breaking to go that far after that one.
Right.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off versus Bill and Ted Excellent Adventures.
Ferris, he's an icon. I mean, what kid didn't wish like that could be one of their days? Fooling their stupid parents, you know, humiliating the high school principal, and you know, hanging out with your hot girlfriend in Chicago. Come on, driving a Ferrari,
and getting your sick friend out of bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Risky Business or Weird Science?
Risky Business still. Rebecca De Mornay. That was the girl in Risky Business. Yeah. She's carrying that film for me.
RoboCop or Tron?
RoboCop. I didn't like Tron as a video game. You know what I mean? So it was okay as a movie, but as a video game, I didn't love it. So,
Blues Brothers or To Live and Die in L.A.?
Blues Brothers.
Full Metal Jacket or Pretty in Pink?
Wow, doesn't get much different than that. I can do Full Metal Jacket.
Trading Places or Fast Time at Ridgemont High?
Ooh, tough one, but I mean, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Again, you know, as a child, or not a child, as a young man, seeing Phoebe Cates come out of that pool with that car song playing, that was like, yes, I need to find a situation like this for myself in the neighborhood. But growing up in Pittsburgh, there wasn't a lot of pool parties happening.
Because you probably die from hypothermia. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Fast Times will play Ferris Bueller's Day Off in the next
round. Man, now that's getting tough. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Platoon or Untouchables?
Man, that is tough. But if I had to watch one this afternoon, it would be Platoon.
Okay. Scarface or Repo Man?
Scarface. Easy.
I just can't believe that is rated so low. I mean, it's 49, but still, that should be higher. Poltergeist or Broadcast News?
Poltergeist. Sorry, Broadcast News loyalists. They made a little run. They made a noise.
But they did. They listen, every single time we did this bracket, they never Broadcast News never made out of the first round. So good job for the first time. last but not least, Sid and Nancy versus They Live.
It's a great story, Sid and Nancy, but They Live. I'd rather watch that.
All right, so that means that They Live will play Risky Business in the next round. Poltergeist will play RoboCop in the next round. Scarface will play the Blues Brothers in the next round.
Oh, gosh.
And Platoon, and I can't make this up, Platoon will play Full Metal Jacket in the next
round. Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right, so we're on round three. Everybody gets to round four, which means that whatever your highest seed that moves on will get a bye to the quarterfinals.
Okay, cool.
All right. So, E.T. the Extraterrestrial or Caddyshack?
Caddyshack.
Sixteen Candles or Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams.
Raiders of the Lost Ark or When Harry Met Sally?
It's a tough one. I got to go Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And Raiders of the Lost Ark will be your bye into the fourth round.
Cool.
Move this over. All right. Airplane or Tom Bandits?
I got to go Airplane.
And Airplane will play Caddyshack in the next round.
Oh.
Say Anything or Purple Rain?
Purple Rain.
Beverly Hills Cop or War Games?
Man, I got to go War Games.
Ooh.
Sorry. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Just, the idea of that time, like, I was basically the same age as Matthew Broderick, and seeing, like, a teenager, like, causing that much trouble and going on that adventure, I was like, yeah, man, that's badass.
Okay. The Breakfast Club or Breaking?
Breakfast Club.
And The Breakfast Club will play Field of Dreams in the next round. Here's Bueller's Day Off or Fast Time at Richmond High?
It's like choosing between my kids. Fast Times. I'm gonna get a lot of hate from friends on that one.
I felt screaming in my ear. I'm like,
I know. I know.
Risky Business or They Live?
They Live.
RoboCop or Poltergeist?
Poltergeist. You moved the bodies, or you moved the headstones, but you left the bodies, didn't you? Didn't you? Yeah.
The Blues Brothers or Scarface?
Man. I got to go Blues Brothers, though.
Okay. And the Blues Brothers will play Purple Rain in the next round.
That hurts.
And last but not least in this round, Full Metal Jacket or the Platoon?
Full Metal Jacket's like two movies. You know what I mean? It's like that, the basic training, and then they get to NAMM. I got to give the edge to Platoon. You know, the star power of that movie. Willem Dafoe, one of my favorites of all time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Platoon.
Platoon will play War Games in the next round.
Corey Glover from In Living Color was in Platoon. Love it.
Wait, hold on. Oh, I missed one. Sorry.
No worries.
The Shining or Tootsie?
Oh, The Shining. I could have gone either way on that, but the grief I would have gotten from so many people if I chose Tootsie over The Shining.
So I messed up this one, so let me go
over. No worries.
What's going on. So The Shining will actually be your bye.
Okay, that's fair.
Into the quarterfinals, which means that you pick Raiders of the Lost Ark. So Raiders of the Lost Ark will play Caddyshack in the next round.
Mm, okay.
And then you picked Airplane. No, did you pick Time Bandits or?
I picked Airplane over Time Bandits.
Thank you. I'm going to actually do it over again. So
yeah, no worries.
All right. So Airplane over Time Bandits. Purple Rain over Say Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that Purple Rain will play Airplane in the next round.
Okay.
War Games over Beverly Hills Cop. The Breakfast Club over Breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the Breakfast Club will play War Games in the next round.
Okay.
Breakfast Club. All right, and then you picked Fast Times over Ferris.
Yep.
And then you picked They Live over Risky Business.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Poetry Dice over RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
And then Scarface over Blues Brothers.
Correct.
And then Platoon over Full Metal Jacket.
Yep.
Which means that Platoon will play Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Hmm.
And Scarface will play They Live. All right. So, got The Shining in the back and in the bye. The lower part of this bracket will be bye to the semifinals. All right.
Cool.
Okay. So, Raiders of the Lost Ark or Caddyshack?
Caddyshack.
Okay, and Caddyshack will play Shining in the next round. Airplane or Purple Rain?
Purple Rain.
But that wasn't a question.
No, not at all.
The Breakfast Clubs or War Games?
I gotta go War Games. I really loved that movie as a kid.
Okay. Platoon or Fast Time at Ridgemont High?
Tough one, but... Jesus. I was about to say Fast Times at Ridgemont High, like, immediately, but let me think about it for a second. No, I'm going War. I'm going Platoon.
Platoon will play Purple Rain in the next round.
Mm.
Scarface or If They Live?
Scarface. Sorry, Rowdy Roddy. You were great, but you're not Pacino.
So Scarface will play War Games in the next round, which means that whoever wins out of this next matchup will be a bye to the semifinals. Field of Dreams or Portrait Dice?
Field of Dreams.
And Field of Dreams is your bye.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Into the final four, or what we call the Mount Rushmore.
yeah, right on.
All right.
Yeah.
So, let's see who's going to meet them in the final four. The Shining or Caddyshack?
It's going to be a major upset, but I'm going Caddyshack.
Mm. Platoon or Purple Rain?
Platoon.
Ooh. Platoon will play Caddyshack in the next round. Means that whoever wins out of this next matchup will play Field of Dreams in the next round.
Okay.
Scarface or War Games? Both coming out in 1983.
Yeah, am I really ready to say that War Games was in the top movies of the 80s? I gotta go Scarface.
All right. And Scarface will play Field of Dreams in the next round. So your final four: Caddyshack, Platoon, Field of Dreams, and Scarface.
Nice.
How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good. You know, I think that represents my movie going taste of that era pretty well. Some comedies, some war films. You know, yeah, I like it. It's gonna be tough. I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be real fucking tough.
Normally, I at this time I could compare my final four with you, but I don't see my final four up here. I don't know how I messed up but it is what it is. However, though, I will compare the final four of the social media voting.
Yeah,
you guys have nothing in common.
I know.
Again, the social media voting was Die Hard, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, and The Princess Bride. I feel like those movies are a little more lighter than yours.
Lightweights. Right. That's the exact word that's kind of my lightweights. Come on.
But
those must have been happy people whose parents were happily married and they had no dysfunction in their house. My choices show exactly what kind of childhood I had.
All right. So the winners of these two matchups will go into the finals. The losers go to the third place game. We will rank yours 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. So, Greg.
Oh, my God.
Platoon or Caddyshack?
Caddyshack.
So Caddyshack moves on to the finals. Platoon moves on to the third place game. Scarface or Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams.
Go sports movies.
Yeah. I love baseball.
Mm-hmm. Baseball is my first love, my first sports love.
DeAndre, the way that Bad Counsel started, it was actually the second podcast, really the second one we never produced, but it was the second podcast that Tim, Jack, and I did together. Oh. The first podcast was called Atlas Bocked. And it was a podcast about our fantasy baseball league, if you can believe it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It didn't do well.
No, you don't have to. I saw you fumbling for like, whoa. What positive can I say?
I'll try.
I know, it's tough. It's tough. You know, our listeners, we would talk about the happenings of our fantasy baseball league from the previous week. And then we would inevitably kind of go into the type of chatter that you're used to in Bad Counsel. Mm-hmm. And the few listeners that we had would often write to us and say, you know what, if you could just eliminate the talk of fantasy baseball, I would really enjoy your podcast. Oh. And so basically that's what we did with Bad Counsel.
And they came up with that gem of a podcast. that is great. All right, so we're going to do the third place game first.
Okay.
All right. What is the third best movie of the 80s? Is it number 43, Platoon, 1986, or number 49, Scarface, 1983.
Well, let's break it down. I mean, we had two legendary directors, right? Oliver Stone, Brian De Palma. I believe Platoon won Best Picture. Scarface, I don't know if they were as well received critically. I think for me, it's got to be Platoon.
And Platoon is your third best movie of the 80s.
I can live with
it. Will be four. However, it's not about third place. This is about the best. What is the best movies of the 80s according to this bracket? Is it number 90, Field of Dreams, 1989, or the play-in, Caddyshack, 1980?
Well, you know, I could probably recite every line of both movies.
Okay.
On one hand, you know, I love baseball. Mm-hmm. It's a really unique story. Shoeless Joe, wrongly accused of doing things wrong. And man, the novel that it was based on by W.P. Kinsella was like a great novel and so original. Like that was literally out of left field. Caddyshack, I can't golf. you know, but you know, Bill Murray, his brother, Chevy, in his only acceptable role, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I got to go Caddyshack. I love Caddyshack.
Okay.
Playing to champion. What can I tell you?
Playing to champion, which means that Caddyshack's number one, Field of Dreams number two, Platoon's number three, and Scarface is number four. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. Yeah, I feel that represents, you know, how I feel. I mean, there were some tough matchups earlier that eliminated some real contenders, but I am happy with that. I am happy with it.
I know my fiance thinks she's watching. Yeah, she is watching because she just put this. She loves Caddyshack.
Yeah,
yeah, right. She loves Caddyshack. So
thank you, Emily.
I know for a fact that she appreciates this.
You know, I have a lot of friends from my youth and a lot of friends from college. I have three older brothers and sisters, you know, two older sisters. And of all the movies we talked about today, the one that we quote the most frequently, sadly, I mean, this is a real insight into what, you know, kind of losers we are, but the one that we quote most consistently and laugh about still is Caddyshack.
No wrong. A lot of people that's watching, listening, quotes Caddyshack. Caddyshack.
The best guy in that movie, and, you know, not ashamed to say it, and I defy anyone to disagree with me, Ted Knight stole that show. Judge Smales. Emily, what do you think of Ted Knight, Judge Smales? Like, he stole every scene he was in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, the accolades for Scarface, because I wanted to see this too. Al Pacino was nominated for a Golden Globe. Stephen Burr was nominated for a Golden Globe. However, though, the director was nominated for a Raspberry. Worst director.
Really?
It wasn't critically acclaimed back then at all.
Well, you got young Michelle Pfeiffer in that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And Katie and I were just talking about it. She went from like Scarface and wow, this is a really hot and edgy young actress. And then I think her next role was Grease 2.
Hold on. So, I mean, everybody knows that I love Grease 2. I'm not going to lie.
I love Grease 2, but, I mean, it's not Scarface. Come on.
It's not Scarface. No, not at all. I'd rather, if I had to pick a role, I'll be Scarface. Howard, though, I'm one of those weird people that thinks Grease 2 is better than Grease. I said it.
Oh, no. I mean, goddamn, no way. I mean, I love Adrian Zemed as much as the next guy. Maxwell Caulfield, who's good.
Mr. Caulfield.
But it was all good, man. I know that movie well, but come on. Travolta.
Just the Grease, the storyline, the end of Grease was hard as fucking horrible. At least with Grease 2, it had an actual storyline. Like,
yes.
Anyway.
Such a plausible storyline. Frenchie's Australian, or Sandy's Australian. comes, learns to ride a motorcycle like Evel Knievel in 3 weeks, jumps over the school pool, and wins Michelle Pfeiffer. Yes, I agree with you.
Instead of a mechanic that turned into a jock,
that
gets to a car to end to fly off.
That's true.
I mean, a little wrong. They're both horrible, sir.
Yes,
it is what it is. But listen, I want to thank Greg for coming on again. This is always a dream to have Bad Counsel on the show. If we could talk about the show one more time, where to find it, what it's about, and then coming up.
Yeah, I mean, so Bad Counsel is an advice show, ostensibly. You know, we get listeners, we get friends, we get people with crazy scenarios, and we get people with regular scenarios, and we give advice that you're unlikely to get anywhere else. You know, we're going to keep it real. We're not bound by political correctness or laws or society or morality. We're going to tell you what you really need to know to solve your problems in a funny way, hopefully.
I've sent in a couple questions. They've answered hilarious.
That was a hell of a question too, by the way.
John. Yeah. Thank you. So I sent a couple questions. I actually helped them put a word on Urban Dictionary one time as well. I'm not going to say the word is, but it is what it is.
Craig, you got to come on Bad Counsel now. Though that's the deal. You know, me coming on here, you got to come on.
Whenever you need me on, I promise to be on. I know you record on Mondays.
We record Monday nights, like 8 p.m. Eastern, 8:30. How's that work for you? Like a 5 p.m., 5:30 start on the Monday?
I gotta move some things around, but
well, and we do sometimes have off recording. Like you message me when would be some good times and days, and we'll make it happen. You know, I want a mini bracket for my co-hosts, and we're gonna hit you with some of our questions.
Indeed, there you go. I love a good collaboration. All right. How are the Greg? Anyone from Backcastle, you want to do this again? I have plenty of brackets you can guys do. I'm never going to say no.
I'm volunteering. I want to come back and do war movies. I love war movies.
There you go. We will set that up. Cool. But and like I always say, if anybody else want to come on and do this bracket, you definitely can. I will never say no to the people doing this bracket. However, you have to pick a bracket that I already made. Because even though I love making these brackets, they are a bitch to make.
Oh, yeah. So, I can't imagine.
So just come on. Let me know. We want to do it or not. My name is DeAndre Robinson. I want to thank Greg for coming on again. And we are out.